The council, Surrey County Council, has the primary responsibility for coordinating all of the efforts around supporting the vulnerable, extremely vulnerable residents, the shielded group, and is also runs, controls, heads up, sorry, the local resilience forum. So it's the central coordinating point for much of the activity that's going on around the county.
So how much is Epsom Newell Council doing?
Well, the Surrey County Council working closely with all of the districts and boroughs, including Epsom and Newell. We are using the county helpline as the main sort of focus for people reporting residents that need support, and we are then filtering that down through to the district and boroughs and out through local and voluntary organisations as well.
Okay, so could you describe to me the scale of the outbreak?
Well, it's huge. So in public health figures suggest that there are 358 cases currently in Surrey, and those numbers continue to rise, in accordance with the national numbers, although maybe slightly optimistic, but looks as if those aren't rising as quickly perhaps as anticipated. So we have about 17,000 people that are in the shielded category. Those are the ones that have got underlying medical conditions. And we're expecting that number to be between 17,000 and 20,000. So that's a key area for focus for us. That's aside from those that are already within social care. And of course, all of the adults that are, over 70. So the numbers of people that we're looking after are in the hundreds of thousands.
So how has your response changed since the pandemic itself was declared?
The Local Resilience Forum declared a major incident, and that brought into play all of the powers that sit within the Civil Contingency Act. So that meant that the team of people that sit on that local resilience forum, which is effectively the Surrey's equivalent of COBRA, were able to start planning and controlling activity. So they include representatives from public health, military planners, emergency planning experts, data experts, comms experts, and so on. So the local resilience one was stood up, and there are eight cells which are the different areas, streams of work that are happening within that. So that's well in place now, and through the work of the local resilience forum, led by the county council, all of the activities now across the county are being well coordinated.
So what are you expecting for the near future, and what are you expecting for, say, in a few months' time?
So in the immediate future, our focus is on the extremely vulnerable residents. We've set up a central distribution hub at the Spectrum in Guildford, and that will be supplemented by smaller hubs around the county. So the immediate focus is on getting to all vulnerable residents, all residents that need help or support, whether that's financial, physical, or indeed mental support. And I would ask any of your listeners that know of anybody that doesn't have a support network around them, please to ring our helpline 0300 200 1008 and make sure that those individuals are put on the list and can be supported. I think going forward, I think we're all expecting that the social distancing arrangements will stay in place for some weeks to come. But it is absolutely crucial that not just Surrey County Council, but that generally we now start to look at the recovery phase. You know, we will get through this. Life will be different for many people. And we need to really now start the detailed planning in terms of what we're going to do and how we're going to do things, over the summer and beyond.
What sort of plans are you looking at?
Well, I think one of the potential benefits of this is, of course, the change of people's behaviour, and in particular, the significant reduction in use of cars. Part of Surrey County Council's focus at the moment is looking at ways in which we can rethink transport, and that's getting people onto public transport, walking and cycling. I think that's what we will hope to capitalise on this, that people... It's very unlikely, I think, that people will go back to, rapidly anyway, their previous way of working. You know, a lot of people now have got themselves set up to work from home, and for some that works really well, and they'll probably want to continue with that. For others, maybe not so much. But really what we need to do is, as a society, as part of addressing the sort of greener futures agenda, is to try and change behaviour and encourage people to not to travel so much in their vehicles. So one thing that may come out of this is to kind of accelerate that change of behaviour.
So what do you think of the community and charity efforts to support people?
Oh, it's been absolutely fantastic. I mean, I would like to say a huge personal thank you to everyone at Surrey County Council in particular. I mean, the dedication and commitment of those at the front line, and particularly the social workers, has been just phenomenal. I mean, day in, day out, not just the teams at Surrey County Council, but also all of those within the voluntary and charitable sector, have been working in the most challenging of conditions. And it is absolutely at times like this you see the best of people, in public service and in the charity, voluntary and the faith sector. So a huge thank you to all of them.
So finally, would you be able to give a 30-second message to people in the county who are concerned about the impact of coronavirus, not just on their health, but also on their livelihoods? How would you reassure them?
It is, times are very difficult for a number of people. It's important, first and foremost, at the moment that people stay at home and save lives. This is all about taking the pressure off the NHS. In terms of livelihoods, I accept and absolutely understand that a number of people have lost their income and some even lost their job. The County Council, and with the government support, will do all that we can to help those people through this really difficult time. Please do phone our helpline if you have any issues at all. There are hardship funds available for you to access, so please do that.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Okay. All right. Pleasure, Luke.